Hello?
Hello, Antonio, it's Jeremy from MMA Soccer, man.
What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, it's been real busy, man. My phone been ringing like crazy. I didn't know it was such a commodity.
Well, I mean, it's huge news. I mean, obviously shocking news to yourself. Just give a little background on how you got notified about it.
I just heard it through the internet, really.
Really? The UFC, Zuffa didn't contact you at all?
No, my manager called me and told me that he think that the UFC is going to cut me. And I was like, oh, okay. And so when I actually first found out about it on Twitter, I think, or somewhere site posted it. And I was like, oh, I guess they were telling the truth. So yeah, officially they never contacted me. They contacted probably my managers, if they did.
My goodness. So what are your thoughts about that? Like, obviously you're not looking for different organizations right now because you just found out about it. So what's going through your head right now?
Oh, yeah. Brother, I'm already plugging it in already. I'm on the go. Tony's out here doing it. You know, they made their decision. Do I agree with it? No. Do I agree with the decision of the fight? No. Do a lot of people agree? No. People that know me didn't like the way I fought because they knew that wasn't me. But people that did not know me thought that I won the fight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know.
Definitely. But do you feel that maybe you're the fact that you were so hyped coming into it and the fact that you brought it, but it was a split decision loss. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
You know, like I said, at the end of the day, I had 3 5-minute rounds to finish this guy, and I didn't. So whether I agree or disagree with the judges, what I was more impressed with was the crowd as they handed Jacob Volkman the victory. The crowd booed and cheered for me. That's never happened to me before. That made me feel good about the loss, about the win. Because as far as I was concerned, I won the people that night. The people that did not like me all of a sudden said, wait a minute, that wasn't right. That wasn't a fair decision. McKee won that fight, and we don't even like him. But he won. We're fans of him now because of what they saw, what was done, and then to see me cut right after that, that touched a lot of people. It didn't really bother me because I understand the mentality of the UFC, you know? So
definitely.
When that happened, it was amazing that, like, all these people had my back. So that caused a lot of other people to call me. Now, people say, well, why did your performance there look so bad, people that know me? I said, you know what? I thought with all my fight experience, I could handle that arena. I fought in front of 50,000 people before, and it didn't bother me. But the UFC is a different beast to tackle. You know, I can't understand it. Like, I don't have an explanation for it, but I'm glad I experienced it because I think that was as high as it gets.
And you obviously
nothing gets
hope,
higher than,
you obviously hope to experience it again.
Well, you know what? Again, it's about maturity. And this is one thing that people that know Antonio McKee and that have heard me talk and have watched me grow throughout the years, I'm a specimen of what I do at my age. People don't look at the drugs that's involved with mixed martial arts. They don't look at the painkillers. They don't look at the steroids, the high dosage drug use that all these fighters are using. Once again, I'm not there anymore to please the crowd. That's the way I didn't care about the crowd. Now I go out and, you know, I try to put on a show for the crowd, and it's kind of like I get dinged. I could have went out there and did the Antonio McKee, pick him up, slam him, lay down, and ground and pound. Would that have been better for me to do? Or it would have been better for me to show people something different? Like what I showed people that didn't know me, says, man, he's got really good stand-up. But wait a minute. He's not, this is the guy that lays in praise? Well, we couldn't tell on that fight because McKee was really trying to fight. This guy was running and wouldn't take center of the ring and was holding. I mean, he did what he had to do. The judges thought he won. Personally, me, I was looking for the knockout, trying to bang.
For sure.
I couldn't engage like I wanted to because he was took me down. I understand how to take somebody down because he became me that night. As I aggressively came forward, he shot in. The only difference between him and me is that when I get on top of you or I take you down, you're going to get lumped up real good.
Yeah.
You're going to get cut open. You're going to get split. I didn't get hit one time.
For sure. Did you speak with Jacob Volkman after the fight?
No. You know, he put his head down. He couldn't look at me. The next day I saw him, and he looked like somebody hit him in the face with a trash can. And I was walking around like a cool dude, you know, like there's nothing wrong with me. And what hurts more, too, is when people come up to you and say, McKee, you got robbed. You won that fight. That hurts.
Oh, yeah.
That hurts. That people saw something that judges didn't see. And, you know, I'm not the fan favorite. Let me tell you. Antonio McKee, by far, was not going into that fight as everybody wanted me to win it. And when that crowd switched over and they gave him a split decision, that crowd switched over and started chanting and cheering for me. That was so important to me. I didn't care about the win. I was like, they're cheering for me.
For sure. And I don't know how many people I've seen on Twitter that have said that the McKee cut is, like, unbelievable. People are tweeting Dana saying that it shouldn't have happened.
You know what, brother? That's what I'm saying. I've remained silent. I haven't said anything. I took it like a man, and I walked forward. Now, what this does is this shows you the integrity. This shows you the mentality of, I guess, the UFC. And people get to see for their own eyes. I don't have to say anything. And I'm not going to say anything because I was gladly happy that they gave me the opportunity to even be there. Because at 41 years old, I can say I fought on one of the biggest stages in the world. And I can live with that. And they have to live with what these people are saying. They have to live with the decision that was made. I don't. I've already conquered something that I never thought I'd conquer, and that was having the UFC crowd cheer for me on a decision that went the other way.
Definitely.
I've made something that you guys don't even have the slightest idea of the impact that had on me as a fighter, well, at my age.
To know
that when I step on that scale, I step on that scale natural. I'm not on growth hormones. I'm not on the steroids, the diabolical cannabidiol and all this stuff. Most of these guys, if you drug test them, they're going to test dirty.
Yeah.
We've already seen it. But that's why I said I'm the people's true champion. I'm all natural. I'm a mentor to the kids. I'm a mentor for the youth. I'm a mentor to people who need help, talk, training. You come to me, I will help you and give you everything I got. So I'm starting to see where this is going now. I didn't quite get it at first because I'm like, look, I'm too old to be standing up here playing soccer and robot, getting my face bashed in for a couple $100 here and there. But what I see now is I'm going to leave this sport as a true icon figure and a true natural athlete that you can say, this guy was all natural at 41 years old. He fought. He did his thing.
Is that you saying that you're done with the sport right now?
Man, I'm finished to get down. What I'm getting ready to do now is go back into the drawing, into the laboratory, and I'm going to start working on submissions so I don't ever allow the judges to be able to take advantage of me like that again.
For sure.
Because like I said, at the end of the day, I had the opportunity, 3 5-minute rounds, to get Volkman out of there and to unanimously destroy him, and I didn't. I made Volkman look good.
Absolutely.
Because he was, you know what I mean? I thought I was ahead on the scorecards, and I wasn't trying to finish him like I should have been. I was just like, look, I won the first round, I lost the second round. I got to make sure I win the third round with a takedown, and I did just what I wanted to do, which wasn't enough. And that's where it's very important that your corner is telling you, you lost the first round too. You got to finish this guy. My corner told me I won the first round, I lost the second round, and I won the third round, and the fight was mine. And I was raising my hand like, yes. And then they reached a split decision and said, what? I put my hand down, and I go, oh, no. And then the crowd booed. But I thought they gave it to me, and I realized that, no, they gave it to him. And they were booing because of the decision. So I was like, and then all of a sudden, my body went numb. And I was grateful. I was so happy that the crowd was cheering for me. And people don't understand. They go, what? You lost? I go, but you guys don't understand. This was the first time people cheered for me because they didn't like a decision.
Yeah. So you...
That was so big.
Yeah. And you, obviously, I mean, people know that you've been undefeated for nearly 8 years. With this loss, does the crowd's reaction almost upset that loss for you? Like, does it trump it?
Okay. When I looked on websites and people that said that, hey, I'm a Key fan. I don't like the guy, but he didn't lose that fight, and he shouldn't deserve to have been cut. I don't even know these people that are Twittering Dana and doing all this stuff. This isn't something that I put off and said, hey, guys, let's start a... I didn't say anything. I've been silent. I haven't said one thing. You're the second person that I've talked to about it before I talked to my attorney about some business moves that I need to make, and then I talked to you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to release, you know, a lot of people are, are you going to retire? And I'm like, why? I'm not the best that I can be yet. When I'm getting my ass whooped, I'll retire. There is no way I'll retire when I didn't get hit in a fight. I'm ready to fight tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, it was kind of interesting to me. You know, Volkman's lost two fights. He's a boring fighter. Everyone knows I'm way more exciting than Volkman would ever be. And he's lost two fights in a row, and then he drops down to 155. They didn't cut him. He stayed, and he's got two more fights under his belt. So it's kind of weird to me that I got cut, but at the same time, again, man, I'm not upset about anything. I'm going to look at this as a blessing that I got the opportunity to stand on that platform and go tighten my game up. I will be back.
For sure. I agree. I completely agree that you'll be back.
I got too much hype right now, brother. And it's not because I talk shit about fighters. Listen to when I'm talking. I'm not talking shit about fighters. I'm talking about what I'm going to do in the fight. Or I'm going to celebrating Christmas and Kwanzaa. I don't degrade fighters. I don't do that. That's not my thing. My thing is to pump and hype the fight up. That's my job as an entertainer. Why are people upset with me for doing that?
Well, they shouldn't be.
After the fight, do you hear me talking smack? Nope. I say, hey, man, I was thankful, you know, I'm glad he did this. I was kind of sympathetic for what happened. So I think people now are starting to know the sport, are saying, hey, you know, this guy's really somebody you need to pay attention to.
For sure. I got one last question for you before I'm going to let you go. And this one could go a few different ways. What do you think Mark Pavlich is thinking right now?
I think Mark Pavlich, because outside of just me being a fighter, we have a friendship. And I think Mark Pavlich, you know, he was one of the supportive people to call me and say, hey, you know what, bro? I watched that fight. I've talked to people who watched the fight. They all say you won, but it shouldn't even have been close, McKee. Volkman's nowhere near on your page. And it's true, you know. So I think Pavlich is looking at this as, you know what? I'm now going to continue to put out and do what I do because, you know, I'm pretty sure promoters around the world that seen that saw that, no one agrees with what happened to me. If you don't know me and you realize that this is what I do for a living and I'm trying to take care of my family, you would think, damn, they just fired that guy for that? That's just not cool. But at the same time, my job is to entertain. I try to entertain. Guy ran from me. I couldn't fight the way I wanted to because he wouldn't stay there and fight. See, I was willing to get knocked out that night. I was ready to get knocked out. And I prayed and said, listen, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to try to get it on. But he wasn't by nowhere near trying to throw punches and strike with me. You know, that's how I got taken down the first round. And I got right back to my feet because I broke my own rule. You don't lunge forward trying to punch a guy that's running from you, trying to take you down. You can't stop the takedown because you can't sprawl fast enough. You know what I mean? And have power on your punches.
Absolutely.
So, I got caught in my own game. But at the end of the day, I think Mark Pavlich is like, hey, you know what? That's the break. McKee, you should have finished him.
Definitely.
And that's the way I look at it. I should have finished him.
Yep.
They're saying he's a B-level fighter. Well, how is he a B-level fighter fighting in the UFC when UFC say they have the best fighters in the world? So which is it? Is the guy a B-level fighter, or is he not? Or is he a fighter? Styles make fights. You can't say a B-level fighter, an A-level fighter, because you can put a guy that doesn't have a style to fight a guy that has a style, and a guy with no style beats the guy with a style. It's just styles make fights. You know? he matched my strength wrestling, so I didn't want to wrestle. I wanted to fight. I wanted to bang. But I think if people watch that fight, they still don't know how to beat Antonio McKee. Because if I would have resorted back to my old ground and pound techniques, that fight would have been a different way. Because we saw when he got on his back, he took some shots from me.
That we did.
And that's probably, you know, that's probably where I should have been the whole fight instead of trying to impress. But would it have been better for me to do something like that and get all the booing versus to come out with a loss and get all the cheering? My problem has never been winning. My problem has been the fans. And it's funny because I won the fans that night, but I lost the fight. And when I've won many fights, I've lost the fans. So when people are trying to figure out why I'm so happy, I'm happy because I won the fans for once in my life. I won the fans.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Antonio, for taking the time with MMA Sucka. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the MMA community?
I just want to tell people to keep supporting the fighters because we really need that, and sometimes that's what keeps us in the game. I'd like to thank the UFC for bringing me in and, you know, giving me the opportunity to fight. I'm greatly honored for that, and now I'm going to go back to the drawing board, brother, and I'm going to come back harder than ever. So get ready. McKee Unleashed Part 2.
Thanks a lot, bro.
All right.